This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update. This is a very quick episode and sort of on business and this concept of no longer being reliant on any one customer. There's a great concept in business of customer concentration and not having your business be more dependent on any one customer than you need to be. In different businesses, this can be a different amount. And obviously, a highly transactional, big volume business, there's likely to be no single particular customer concentration. In most businesses, professional services, almost anything else you do, there's some level of customer concentration, and it's always trying to manage it so that no one customer, if they leave you, could cause great trouble to the business. And that those numbers are, you know, often thought of as 2 to 10%. Anything bigger than 2 to 10%, you start to feel like you do have heavy reliance on that customer. And that's not just you can't build a magnificent business around a really important customer that's worth 25-30% of your business or more. I mean, it could be done. It's just constantly trying to take care of that customer while growing other customers. The flip side of this issue on customer concentration is this issue of when do you get successful enough that you don't have to work with very difficult or challenging customers. This is in some ways in a professional services business, the first sense that you've really started to make it or that you're doing okay or that you've arrived. It's actually a great level of satisfaction when you've got a very difficult customer or someone that's very rude to your people or someone that doesn't treat your people well. And you can say to that customer, the relationship between us and you is just not the right relationship. And we've had this happen countless times in business, people that were just abrasive or abusive or nasty to our secretary, whoever it might be. And one of the great successes in business is getting to that first level of point. It's almost like a Maslow's hierarchy point of being in a spot where you could tell a customer, you're the wrong relationship for our firm. You're the wrong relationship for us. And we view that as a huge win. Over the period of time in business, of course, you have to be careful about this. I mean, you have to be careful what you judge as not an appropriate customer, but all kinds of businesses grow to this point, and there's different ways that this works. I mean, the number one way that I'm most thrilled about is when somebody's not nice to our people and we're able to say, we're not so reliant on you. You're too impossible. We don't need you as a customer. You can leave. Because at the end of the day, it really comes down to this concept of your people are probably far more important than any one customer. The next level of this becomes just the natural sort of like as a business raising rates, and you need to raise rates periodically in almost any business so that you can pay your people well, take care of your team well, and all those kinds of things. And certain clients won't make sense in a different rate structure. And it's constantly trying to hit that right balance between the right client base that you love working with and the right rate structure that will allow those clients to work with you, but also allow you to pay your people and make the kind of living or build the kind of business you want to build. In any event, these are our thoughts today on this Maslow's hierarchy concept of growing to a spot where you're no longer reliant on any one client, and also this concept of what customer concentration looks like. It's very different from business to business. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much.